Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Shout out to all of our corporate sponsors, DraftKings, State Farm, Acorn, all y'all to put a little change in my pocket, as well as our local sponsors, Williams Tire, Nobles Networking. Thank all y'all for what y'all do. Today, I've got a fucking cool cat on my show, man. He's got probably the biggest tagline that, hell, TikTok's ever had. So I'm ready to introduce y'all, and I get to say it. Hey, Hood, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Hey, Hood, where we at? We at the Sam Lamb.
Dude, did you ever think when you said that crazy shit that it was going to blow up the way it did?
No. Actually, TikTok is a lot different than when it was when I first started. So they changed up a lot of stuff. I didn't actually think it. I got into TikTok because of my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter. At the time, she was 10. So I didn't expect it. I got into this as a bonding method with my child.
Dude, that's cool. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Honestly. Yeah. I promise, honestly.
I said I was never going to have one. I worked in country radio for a long time, and then I started my own studio, my own production company in October of last year. And then my show blew up and everything. Well, I decided about November. I was like, well, why not? I mean, people's having fun on there. Let's just see what's out there. And now it's like a drug, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Man, what's been like the weirdest thing that's happened to you so far? Who's been like the biggest person that's done the A-Hood noise?
The biggest person that done the A-Hood sound would be Motley Crue.
No shit.
Yeah. Tommy Lee.
Dude. That's wicked, man.
Do you still,
you're from Louisiana, right?
Yep.
Cool. What part?
New Orleans. I'm in New Orleans right now.
Man, I go down there about once a year. I go over to Biloxi to go gambling. And while we're there, we always go to New Orleans for the day.
Yeah.
Dude, I always leave with a fucking hangover. Man,
hey, be careful. You know what they say, you come to Louisiana on vacation, you'll leave on probation.
Man, it's almost happened. I've almost gotten like two or three altercations down on Bourbon Street. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, like it's fun until you get to know people out here.
Well, next time I go, now I got to hit you up and buy you a beer or dinner somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
Man, I bet you can show me the side of New Orleans I ain't seen.
And you know this, and coming from me to you, you know this.
Man, you my dude.
I'm going to swing around and take you to the big brr.
To the what?
To the big brr.
You, what's that? You get as wild. You can get as wild on this podcast as you want to, too. Don't be.
Big brr. That's the hood.
Oh, dude. Hey, don't let the skin tone fool you now. The hood love me. I got some soul.
Hey, look, just like me, I'm accepted everywhere like food stamps.
Ah, you my guy. Man, I tell you, like, I love seeing the people that share your videos, but I also like seeing how you treat police officers. Like, man, that's real fucking cool of you.
Yep. Actually, I just did a video last night because I got pulled over on my way to New Orleans. And I got a ticket. Everybody was telling me, did you not tell them who you was? I didn't want to tell them who I was, because if I told them who I was, I don't want them to act no different. So I took my ticket and still bagged the blue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be that regular person. I don't want to be exonerated because of what I am and who I do.
Man,
I mean, what I do.
That's cool of you. From somebody like me, I was in trouble with the law a good bit, like between the ages. I'm 33. So like between the ages of 18 and like 22, I was kind of rough. I like to do some bad stuff. And now though, I've never had a police officer be ugly to me. So I do my best to, you know, to support them. I mean, I've been in the wrong before. They took care of the job the way it was supposed to, but I also did what they told me to when they told me to. And yeah, so now, you know,
I just feel like you're not gonna say, Oh, what did I do, officer? Why you pulled me over? And you riding in a stolen car.
Exactly. And don't worry, this isn't being recorded video-wise.
Okay.
This is just audio.
Okay, good.
You good. Because I got my beer in my hand. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
You my guy. I got you, bro. We don't put out bad shit. We do bad shit, we don't put it out. Anyway, so I just liked you. I dug your stuff. And then when I saw something that you did with police officers, I was like, I want to have this guy on my show. Well, the first thing that happens when I share your video on my TikTok is you had like some negative ass people come up and they started kind of wanting to run their mouth about you. And I didn't believe it. I'll go ahead and tell you, like, we do a lot of stuff trying, like, fundraisers, charity events, things like that, helping others. And if I thought it was true, I probably would have backed off wanting to have you on my show. But everything I looked up about you, dude, you're solid as fuck. So I was like, you know what? Everybody deserves a chance to explain themselves. There's three sides to every story, their side, your side, and the truth. So I think, because it's probably hard to get out in a minute-long TikTok what actually is going on with you right now. So why don't you explain to everybody that's got a bad taste in their mouth about you what's really going on?
Okay. You say we got a little time. So for me to break down a story like this, I got to start it from the beginning. You got a little time?
Bro, we got at least an hour, but if it's rolling, we're going to keep going.
Okay. It all started at the big TikTok meetup. You know, we was on this new app called Clapper. And I was the main person that was going to the TikTok meetup. And everybody else around me that was like in my camp, you know, I paid for half of them to go, over $400 per person, because it's just a good person I am. We make it to Vegas. This is like, I was like 10,000 people shy of hitting a million. But I was having so much fun in Vegas, I just thought that they was watching my following because we all a team. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But every 1,000 followers I hit, you need this many. As soon as I didn't hit a million followers in Vegas. I hit a million followers in Texas after we made it from there. And as soon as I hit a million followers, everybody in my circle said that I hit this young woman. This young woman bruised herself, went to the police station and told them I did it. The warrant is under investigation. And a lot of people don't understand this. You can go into a police station saying you have been hurt with bruises to show this. And that's probable cause for them to submit a warrant. So when they got in contact with me, I submitted my evidence and I filed a complaint against the detective. Because before moving forward with all of this, you never got my information. Now, it's this one woman on TikTok who started it all that's trying to be an advocate. I don't want to mention her name about it, but she wanted to be an advocate for my ex-girlfriend. Because she had like 160 some thousand followers. She secretly sent out mass messages. And not to mention, after all of this, the young lady that was playing victim, harassed me over social media after I blocked her main accounts. She created multiple accounts. You know what I'm saying? Like, what woman you know that is going through domestic violence, once you get away, you're going to let the police handle it from there, because your main purpose is to get away. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to run to social media. You're not going to run to my Clapper radio. You're not going to stalk my Instagram live. You're not going to stalk my TikTok live. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I get it. Once you get out of that situation, there ain't no looking back, is what
makes. Ain't no looking back.
Yeah.
But she is harassing me on multiple sites. I'm not going to say her name. Okay. Her main thing is, her agenda is fueled with jealousy and rage, envy. And the reason why I say it is because before me and this young woman had an altercation, we was TikTok coworkers.
Yeah.
You know? But it wasn't working out for the better of my career, so I had to let her go. You know what I'm saying? And ever since then, she has been a thorn in my ass.
Hey, you piss a woman off, dude. Women, let me say this the right way, because 80% of my listening audience is women. If you piss off a sane woman, she's going to take a couple shots at you that are justifiable shots. You piss off a crazy woman, oh, it's over with, bro. You're fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my thing is, what I'm dealing with is a scorned woman. I've been wanting to get out of it. And don't get me wrong, y'all.
Are you good? We know what that noise is. I sound like that on this motherfucker a good bit.
Okay. It is, don't get me wrong, it's women out there that really need the help. There's women out there that really need to get away. It's women and kids out there that really need a way out of that situation. You see what I'm saying? And for you to play victim, that's a slap in the face to every woman that's going through it today and in the past.
Man, I'll tell you, dude, we just had, I don't know if you know who Kylie Strickland is. Kylie Strickland was out in Vegas probably when you were for the big TikTok meetup. She's got 1 million+ followers. She did. She got her account got deleted and banned. But she went through this really, really bad domestic violence episode over the past 2 months, and we're close friends. And dude was beating the shit out of her. He ended up hurting her so bad that she had a miscarriage, like raped her, all kind of stuff. Dude's sitting in prison now, or in jail now, and is probably going to be there for 30, 40 years for all the charges that he got. But the second that she got away from it, she got the fuck away from it. Like, that was her goal. And so that's why I'll sit here and say, if it's where, I know how scorned women act anyway. I think even the women that are listening to this right now know that if you're pissed off, you'll do some shit you ain't proud of. And after you sat there for a little while and got away from the situation, you feel probably bad about it. But you're blowing the fuck up, and somebody else didn't blow up, and they had a chance to take a shot at you. You hurt somebody's feelings. And when you get your feelings hurt, you're going to do stupid shit. But you seem like the type of dude that you would be, if you made a mistake, I feel like you would seem remorseful about it. And like you're sitting here advocating for people that actually need help instead of really acknowledging this person. So I side with you on this.
Because I can't give it no more energy than what I have. Like, I said what I had to say about it. And I'm moving forward. Like, it's more people. And I mean that. I really do. It's real people that I hear that really need it. Like, her main goal was to be known. Now, everybody in my TikTok community world know who this woman is. Mission accomplished. You know what I'm saying? So now they they creating fake pages, cancelhood, posting my history, like my past history on TikTok through fake pages. But I ignore it because at this point in time, like you said, I'm blowing up. You know what I'm saying? I got a movie coming up.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
I'm going to Wildin' Out in August. It's just the same people that kicked me when I was down. I really give them a heads up because they actually came back and apologized afterwards.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what would have been cool? And maybe we can do this when you got time in the future. Maybe, because I can set it up for everybody. It might be cool y'all two having a discussion with a moderator and, like, people being able to hear both of y'all at the same time. I feel like you got a lot of truth with this, dude. Like, you I don't know how this other person would act. But, to squash the beef or whatever, maybe it's just the talking it out. Or is it past the talking part?
No, it's way past the talking part. Like, I had to change my number 3 times. My past has been leaked everywhere. It's past the talking. It's no reconcile. Like, that name is illegal.
When you say your past, what did they expose of you or put out there?
I did 4 years in jail. I was a drug dealer. I sold marijuana. I sold doctor's excuses. I sold Xanax. I sold X pills. And I am a widower. I am a widower. My wife Eels passed away. She died during the time I was in jail. She left.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Me in jail, got with another dude. They got in a car wreck and she went through the windshield. And when I got out of jail, I went back to jail for a misdemeanor cyber stalking charge because I was in his Facebook Messenger telling him I'm gonna kill him and all of that stuff, because I felt like he took something from me. It's hard for a man to get down and say I do. So when you get down and say I do, for me, it means a lot to me. I didn't do him nothing, but he went to the police and showed them the messages from Messenger, and I went to jail for cyber stalking.
Shit, you're a better man than me because I'd have been at his fucking doorstep.
Look.
Bruh.
I promise. So they flipping that around and trying to say, oh, he has a history of this. No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go look up Teresa Kashawn Washington Thomas. You'll see the death certificate and who she married to. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I hate that. And by the way, man, I'll sit here and tell you, like, I didn't like I did the hard time. I did 90 days and 60 days when I was for DUI and some other bullshit when I was young. Man, we make mistakes. Like, it makes us who we are. We grow from that shit. It you know, like, fuck
like,
that shit.
This is like where I was and where I came. I mean, where I was and where I'm at now. Like, in 3 years of being on this app, I done changed so tremendously. You know what I'm saying? They don't, a lot, it's just like doing for a person. You can do for a person as long as you want. They not going to remember all the times you did for them, but the first time you tell them no, they going to remember that one time you said no.
You damn right. You are. And hey, man, look, some of us, we just, you know, we grew up in weird environments. You know, you grew up in New Orleans. I don't know, you know, what environment you grew up in, but you're kind of a product of your environment. And then when you get out of your environment and you start living in the social media world like you're doing now, you realize that, hey, I made some mistakes, but I've grown from it. Let me take that and turn it into something better, something that works for me, that doesn't hurt anybody, that doesn't cause any bullshit. I don't have to go back to jail for making a stupid video. There is nothing. I used to say this line all the time, dude. When my daughter was born, my daughter's 9 years old, or she'll be 10 this year. I used to say that my daughter did something that the state of Georgia correctional system never could. And that's what she made a man out of me. And I wanted to find different routes ever since she got here of not being a fuck up. But you can't hold the person I was before my child got here to the person I am now. Same thing with your life experience, dude. You're not the same person. It's called growth.
And by any means, if I knew I was going to be as popular as I was on this app, I would have been a model citizen.
Amen, bro.
I promise I would have. I promise I would have been a model citizen if I'd have known that my popularity was going to grow like this. I promise I would have been a model citizen.
Yeah, but dude, you know what though? The sad thing about that is the people that's probably blasting you have made the same mistakes as you have. They just don't have the popularity. And two, if you wouldn't have made those mistakes, I don't think you'd probably be the person you are today. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's a curse and a bless.
Yeah.
You know, but for anybody that would like to follow me, if y'all are listening, my Instagram is ahoodofficial, one word. And my TikTok is YSA_BOOTZZ90. And make sure y'all follow me. And I will try to follow all of y'all back. At least I'm almost at 10K, so you only can follow 10K.
What's some of the shit you got coming up, man?
I got me and TikTok Mama. We got a movie coming out called Brothers Keeper. We're gonna actually shoot that in Texas. And that's next month. We're going to the indie meetup, the TikTok indie meetup, next month as well. And Wilding Out in August.
How'd you get hooked up with them?
A post that I did in the past, I told my TikTok community, everybody at Wildin' Out. Let's get on Wildin' Out. So that post, you know, it went viral and it had a bunch of at Wildin' Outs.
You think you're going to be one of the ones that's there talking shit or like going back and forth with the battles or is that what you do?
I'm trying to be in that thing like me, man, the classroom. Hey, in the classroom.
Well, isn't that based out of Atlanta?
Yeah. Out of ATL. Man, I'm going to be out there.
I'm about an hour and a half south of Atlanta. So when you come, you're going to have to hook me up with tickets to come watch that.
Say no more.
Man, I look at, I got to hook you up with some more of the folks that like with the management company I'm with. There's some guy, there's some guys that that we do that got the same manager. And man, I'll tell you when we get off here, but you'll have to do their show. They'll dig you.
Like I say, man, I'm looking for management right now. Because everything I done built, I say again, everything I done built right now, I did without a team. You know what I'm saying? And support of my community. And right now, it's getting overwhelming.
Hey, I'll tell you though, just make sure you don't pick no friends, no family to try to be your manager.
Facts. See, that's what happened. See, the girl that was my ex, I made her my manager. And when I just jumped up and left, she wasn't my manager no more, nor my girl. And a scorned woman is the worst woman to deal with, bro.
Hell hath like, no fury.
Man, I was like, oh, man, I'm going through some thin line between love and hate-ish.
Man, that it's the craziest shit. Like, anytime we get around anybody, and, like, of course, my social media following ain't but, like, a quarter of yours, but because of the podcast stuff, it's real big in that world, in that realm. And when you get around certain women, and it's like, I always look at them like this, is most of them are very attractive if they're like in our circle anyway, right? They've got great personalities. They're not used to men telling them no and being like, this isn't for me. Like, you're not for me. They don't understand no, because every dude's always been able to be like, oh yeah, baby, I'll give you whatever you want. Nah, bitch, I'm not about that life. This is finna be equal, or your ass ain't finna be around. And they don't understand it.
See, on that subject, the girl that I be with, no cap, I spoil them. Like, anything I get, she get. You get no less than what I get. But it's just when I see something shady, I'm going to jump up and I'm going to leave, because I know my self-worth. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to argue with you. I don't have to go back and forth with you. You know what I'm saying? If I see something I don't like if I say, like, I'm just saying, like, if I say, okay, baby, I don't like you hanging out with this guy friend. Like, he just made me feel uncomfortable. You know, and if I, you know, if I see that you're still doing it, then at least don't respect it. I'm not going to argue, not going to tell you again. It's just, I'm gone. I know my self-worth. You know what I'm saying? I could be a great man to any woman out there. You see what I'm saying? You know, they can reciprocate what I give out, because what I give out is nothing but the best. You see what I'm saying? So if a woman can give me that, then we're going to be good. Like, the best that I can give. I can't give the world, but I'll try my damnedest.
Yeah. And women don't get, dude, whenever, well, you said something right here I want to touch on. Whenever a guy tells you that one of your guy friends wants to be more than guy friends, we know, because that's us. I mean, we see the shit. Like, you can say, oh, this is my boy. Or she can say that, be like, oh, he's just there. He wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't ever cross the line. Bullshit. Because if I'm in his shoes and I got that opportunity, I'm crossing that motherfucking line. I know what he's about to do.
Right. You better preach, preacher.
Yeah, shit. Women don't get that shit. Like, we know. Like, I've got a small group of boys that I'm around that, whoever I'm talking to or dating or whatever, I can trust them with, because I know they ain't doing shit. But there's some sneaky motherfuckers that still I am kind of okay with. Oh, you ain't being alone in the same room with my old lady, because I know what you're gonna do, bro.
No. If I see you as like me, no.
Yeah, I know what piece of shit I am. I ain't no snake, but I'll slither sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I slide.
I'll slide in the morning DMs if you let me.
No cap. Hey,
that That shit trips me out, bro. I fucking love it.
Man, look. Hey, you ain't lying. You is not lying. And that's one of the main reasons. One of the main reasons. Like, if it's a guy friend, he got to really be with the LGB. I don't know those letters, but he got to be with them. Like, I don't got nothing against them, but he got to be over there. Like, her guy best friend got to be trying to look at me like he want me to. Fuck that shit.
Yep. See, and dude, I'm with you. Oh, we love the Alphabet Mafia over here. We got a big gay following. We love all them sons of bitches.
Yeah, look, only thing I'm saying is if your guy bitch friend is a guy bitch friend, he gotta want me too.
Yes. Or I'll put it this way. It's got to be a motherfucker that I've known for a long ass time, and I've seen him turn down pussy before. I've had to see him turn it down for the right reasons. If I ain't never seen him turn down no cat, oh, he ain't going around your ass.
Preach. You got to know the back history. It's just like, listen, it's just like cars when it comes to sex. You got to show me your car facts.
Shit, I got a lot of dents and dings, bro. Ain't nobody seeing this shit. I don't know if I got a clean title or not right now.
Look, look, let me find out your title been bought, sold, trade, swapped.
Hey, you know, I'm 33, man. I might have a salvage title at this point.
Oh, man.
Shit. Hey, you go ahead, bro.
But, no. But what you would do, I was just about to tell everybody out there listening, thank y'all. And if y'all want to like to follow me on TikTok, YSA_BOOTZZ90. But is it anything else you wanted to ask me, brother?
Let's see. Nah, dude, I think that covers it. I definitely want to have you back on another episode, but I think that covers it for today. I wanted to touch on the domestic violence stuff, have your story out there from all the shit that you're catching right now. Just make sure that you share about the podcast. I'll send you the link and everything when we get off. I'll text it to you. It'll be up and running by a little after 2 o'clock, right around 2 o'clock. I'll have it done. But before we go to, I got to ask you, did Vicky ever reach out to you and say anything to you?
No, she never, though, but I knew she knew. She knew. When she knew, I had a bunch of trolls. Like, when she found out, I had a bunch of trolls. She had my account shut down, like, 3 times. I got it back, though. She turned her duets and her stitches off. Any video that I do with Vicky face on it, getting taken down.
Let me tell you, I don't hate anybody in this world. I can't stand that bitch. I don't know what it is about her. I hate her fucking existence. So anytime you can do anything to blast that bitch, you do that shit. That cockroach look. You ever watch Men in Black? The original? Yeah. That bitch look like the damn aliens getting coffee.
Hey, her boyfriend ain't no better. Look.
I ain't never seen a boyfriend.
Oh, when you see him. Man, look, his hair like tree branches. I'm talking about logs in the road. I'm talking about, like, you could tell they both fell off a bad family tree, bro. I'm telling you, like, and then he had nerve to stick his toe in her mouth. I wanted to kill him so bad.
That's fucked up. I don't even want to think about it. Ugh. You know that bitch got Walmart feet. I don't care how much money she's making now. That bitch got Walmart feet.
Look, bro, you playing, but I seen him. I said, damn, why the fucking big toe look like it's a neck bone sitting on the side? look. Got a ham hawk on the back.
Dude, that's fire. Well, man, I'm going to let you get up out of here. I know you got a busy schedule. I appreciate you giving me some of your time. But before we get out of here, I need to get a hood. I need to get a fucking full-blown, loud-ass, grown-ass New Orleans. Hey, has Boozy ever reached out to you? I'm a Boozy fan. I know he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, I did an advertisement for Boosie Cologne.
That's badass. That's you're a bad motherfucker, bro. But give me a hood and get the fuck out of here and go have a good day.
Hey, hood, got where we at? We at Sam Alam. We at Sam Alam. Tell Vic I still want my iPhone 12. And I'm a motherfucker back of the head. Big brr.
Thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We'll catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.